This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on the Prophetic Tuesday time here on this Tuesday morning. Broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a great day. Have a lot of prophetic words to share. And I really appreciate those of you that have been leaving your name, city, and state. And I've been praying since early this morning for the Holy Spirit to give me prophetic words. I've been serving in the office of the prophet, being a prophetic voice in America since 1985, having the privilege and opportunity ministering to thousands of people, sharing prophetic words across America and many nations of the world. And here we are on this Tuesday, and of course this is 9/11. And we want to pause for just a moment before we begin today. We want to pray for those victims that may still be alive from 9/11, the families that are still suffering. So here we go. Father, we pray for those that have survived the 9/11 bombings, missiles, and that planes acted as on that fateful day 17 years ago. We pray for the members of the family that are still grieving today. We pray for those that may have been wounded or impacted as a result of 9/11 attacks. We pray for them in Jesus' name, and we remember them today in the name of the Lord. Father, we pray for Prophetic Tuesday, that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, hearts to receive, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know today that one word from God can change our lives forever. And speaking of 9/11, I had my 9/11 special. You may have listened yesterday. I had my 9/11 special yesterday on 9/10, remembering what happened on 9/10, how people began to intercede for what was about to happen on 9/11. I rehearsed that on September the 10th, 2001, I was leading a revival in Roswell, New Mexico, and I was preaching on how to receive the Holy Spirit when in the middle of my message, the Holy Spirit prompted me to call the congregation together to intercede. And I did, and it was an incredible time of prayer. We left the service quite late. I went home, and throughout the night on the early morning of 9/11, I tossed and turned. I interceded in prayer throughout the night. Then, of course, the terrible bombings begin. Somebody said, well, Why didn't your prayers prevent it all? Well, I believe that our prayers prevented some of those things, including the airplane that was destined either to attack the White House or the United States Capitol building. So we know that prayer makes a difference. So we're praying today, remembering 9/11, and praying for those of you out there that are part of our listening audience that are in the path of Hurricane Florence, especially our listeners there in South Carolina, North Carolina. We pray the hedge of protection about you, and specifically those of you in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area, where we have ministered on many occasions, because it looks like the eye of the hurricane could be, or the brunt of the hurricane could be heading right for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So we pray the hedge of protection over you in the name of Jesus. Well, it's going to be a great day here on Prophetic Tuesday. So very, very thankful that you have sent your name and your city and your state. And reminding everybody that we're not on Facebook Live, but you can follow me on my Dale Gentry page. The Dale W. Gentry is my regular page. The Dale Gentry is the fan page. And if you'll just go over to Dale Gentry, the Breakout Prayer Network, and if you will follow me there, that would be fantastic. And I will be receiving your comments there on that page. I'll be following your comments, and also I'll be giving some prophetic words from that particular page. So here we go with Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs on BPN Radio, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. We're not responsible for any counseling or prophetic words given, but we're delighted that you are listening today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Perchuka, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, pastors, and friends. It's time to prophesy.
I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
We love to hear the voice of God. And the prophet song, that's been my theme song since 1990, Martin Smith, our friend from England, I love the United Kingdom. Okay, here we go. We're going to, I've got prophetic words today for Kathy from Amarillo, Texas, and Leslie from Kansas City, Missouri, Allison from Madison, Wisconsin, Catherine from Pearland, Texas. I have a word today for some other people, including Debbie from Baytown, Texas, Monica, Baytown, Texas, Ryan, Granite City, Illinois, Shannon, Granite City, Illinois, Antoinette, Houston, Texas, Sabata from Houston, Texas, Tony, Grand Prairie, Texas, Romy from Lake Charles, Louisiana, Sherry, Springtown, Texas, Tammy from Central Illinois, Christina from Juneau, Alaska, Betty from Tucson, Arizona, Ann from Sealy, Texas, Marina from Westchester, New York, Carolyn from Lake Worth, Florida, Jeremiah from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, Annabelle from Monroe, Louisiana, Heather from Springtown, Texas, Maria from Georgia, Michelle from Baytown, Texas, Wendolly from Friendswood, Texas, Michelle from Clifford, Michigan, Maria from West Palm Beach, Florida, Patricia from Loxahatchee, Florida, Jennifer from Owosso, Oklahoma, Cindy from Rush Springs, Oklahoma, Jennifer from Breckenridge, Texas, Jennifer from Brandenburg, Kentucky, Dania from Bristol, Connecticut, Jessica from Collinsville, Oklahoma, Ann from the great state of Georgia, Letitia from Terrell, Texas, Casey from Terrell, Texas. Misty and Jason from West Monroe, Louisiana. Aki from California. Mary from Tyler, Texas. Brandy from Homestead, Florida. Carrie Lee from Redding, California. Debbie from Humble, Texas. Dee and Josh from Oakville Spring, Texas. And Heather from Tulare, California. Penny from Woodworth, Louisiana. Melissa from Skagit County, Washington. Jessica Smith from Yukon, Oklahoma, and others. I want to remind you that it's just you and I here on the Prophetic Tuesday from bpnradio.com, and knowing that one word from God can change your life forever, and all of these testimonies that come in, it is amazing. Today I was thinking about a man by the name of Marcus Lamb, who is the CEO, president of Daystar Television. In 1994, right after Marcus Lamb and his wife Joni went to Dallas, Texas to start a new television station, I was invited over to be on their program. And I remember driving over with my pastor, Bob Nichols. We drove over to the studio. It was in a little warehouse, and it was dark outside. We entered this little building, and it was like, hey, is this ever going to amount to anything? But a few months later, I began to prophesy over Marcus Lamb. And I began to declare over Marcus that there will come a day that you will have a major television station in every major city in America. Now, these many, over 20 years later, we know that Daystar Television now has a major a television station in every major city in America, as well as other cities in the world. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God can change your life with just one word. So I believe in today that there's going to be an incredible anointing of the Holy Ghost that's going to come upon so many, many people. Whether you receive a prophetic word or not, whether I call your name, your first name, and your city and state or not, it will make no difference. I believe that God is going to give every person that is listening to bpnradio.com here as we broadcast live from our studios in Austin, Texas. I believe that God's going to give every person a word. And when he speaks to you, you need to write it down. Even those of you that may be listening later today at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 10 p.m., I believe even though you may be listening to a rebroadcast later today or this evening, you got to know that God can still speak. The anointing is still carrying. And so I want you to get ready. Why don't you just put your hands on your ears, and I want you to say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, I'm ready to receive whatever you have for me. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you are doing in me. And so I just pray right now there'll be a release of the anointing. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word today, it could be a now word, something God is doing in your life now. It could be a future word. It could be another year, 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years. It could be a confirming word, a word that you've already heard spoken, a word that you already know in your own heart, in your own spirit. Or it could be a new word, something you have never, ever even thought about. The scriptures say, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. There are some things that God may speak to you today that you have never, ever even thought about. And remember, when you enter into the prophetic, you enter into the fourth dimension. What is the fourth dimension? You know what 3D is, the fourth dimension is the dimension of dreams and visions, where you begin to hear a word from God, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I have a friend who, a good friend who is running for, he's the Republican nominee for governor of the great state of New Mexico. Steve Pearce, a very godly man. And years ago, when he was running for Congress, he visited the church that I was leading there in New Mexico. I prophesied over him two days before the election, when he was running in third place, that I would be coming to see him in the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., that he would win the congressional seat. I knew I was getting out on a limb, but 2 days later, he won the Republican nomination for the congressional seat there in New Mexico. And when the Vice President of the United States was invited to come and help him, endorse him, Vice President Dick Cheney, Steve Pearce invited me to come to that event, and I got to pray for the Vice President of the United States. I got to stand behind the podium of the Vice President of the United States, and I began to pray, and it was a surreal experience. But knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. And so that's what I believe in today, that one word from God can change your life forever. So I'm encouraging those of you that are listening to go to Dale Gentry fan page, Dale Gentry, and at the top you would see, of course, Breakout Prayer Network with Dale Gentry. And if you will scroll down, I've got a little red sign that says Prophetic Tuesday is about to start on bpnradio.com. Follow me on Dale Gentry Facebook page. Leave comments. And so if you'll just go down, scroll down to my picture of me praying for people, and I have a microphone in my hand with my black shirt and black jacket on, and it says Prophetic Tuesday. If you'll start following me there, then I will read your comments. I will get prophetic words from that page. It's going to be a great, great day. So we're going to get started. Now remember that we are about to enter into the fourth dimension. We're about to enter into the supernatural. And when you receive a prophetic word, it is not a chapter, it is not a book, it is one word from God. It could be one word, it could be a sentence, it could be a short paragraph, and you have to receive it with your spirit. You cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. And you may say, well, I don't even know if that's a word for me or not. Or maybe you say, well, I don't bear witness to it. Well, you don't have to receive it. Remember that you are not required to receive a prophetic word. And if you don't act on it, you're not going to displease God. But a prophetic word creates a possibility, creates a probability of you entering into a dimension maybe that you've never gone to before, or maybe that one word is exactly what you need. It may not be what you were expecting, but it is what you need at the moment. So what I do is I look at a person's name. Sometimes I even look at your picture, and I just hear the Holy Spirit saying something about you. And I just write it down. Now, some of you have names that I've not written anything down, but others I have. And I'm going to begin. I'm going to begin with, because I just didn't, I was overwhelmed at the response of people that were sending in their name, city, and state. And so I didn't have time to get a word written down for everyone. But I'm going to give words that I have. And a little bit later on, Cheryl Ortiz, our National Prayer Coordinator, I'm going to ask her to share a prophetic word for somebody. You know, I can just get anybody around the world on the telephone or by Skype. It's just amazing. It's amazing what we can do here at BPN Radio as we broadcast across America and around the world. So here we go. Here we go. Debbie D from Baytown, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's given you an unusual concern. We might call it a burden for people that certain people groups. When you look at certain people groups, you know that the Holy Spirit is causing you to intercede and travail. and your spirit of your gift of your spirit of intercession, your spirit of travail is going to open up incredible opportunities for you. I bless you, Debbie, and Ryan W. from Granite City, Illinois. Here the Holy Spirit saying it's about time to abandon some of those old habits and some of those old friends. Take that old furniture out and put some new furniture in. You know, the old friends keep coming around. But here the Holy Ghost saying it's time to clean house. Time to clean house. And Shanna W., from Granite City, Illinois. I don't know if you and Ryan know each other or not, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying that nations are knocking on your door. There are compelling voices saying, come over here and help us if you will. I have a word for Tony B., known Tony B. for a long time, Grand Prairie, Texas. Tony B., I love you, man. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the right place. You must have a birthing place. For those dreams and visions that God has placed in your heart, a proper birthing place, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you to that birthing place. I bless you, Tony. And Romy M. from Lake Charles, Louisiana, generational curses are being broken. Even as I speak, those curses from generations past, you know, even to the second or third generation, the Bible talks about, will attempt to bring you down, to create strongholds that that were not originally in you, but in your fathers or grandfathers or generations past. I declare, Romy, those strongholds are broken. You're moving into a new arena, new area of freedom in Jesus' name. Sherry R. from Springtown, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to remodel. Quit putting it off. Get rid of those things laying around and start the process. Start the process. Remodeling process. Tammy T. O. from Central Illinois. Hear the Holy Ghost saying it's a new day for you, Tammy. New assignments, new friends, new dreams. It's time to leave the old behind and embrace the new. Go out and buy you that special new dress which represents the new in your life. And buy that new dress. You may not even be able to afford it, but buy it. And every time you wear it, even every time you look at it, it's going to be a reminder of a new day. You say, I can't afford it. I can't to buy that dress. But do it anyhow. Do it again and look at it again. God's at work in your life, a new season. Tammy, I bless you in Jesus' name. Christina E.L. from Juneau, Alaska. Christina, I see you having radical encounters with the Holy Ghost way beyond anything you have ever anticipated. It's going to be mind-boggling, and your mind is going to war against these incredible encounters or experiences that you're going to have. Some of them will even appear to be out-of-body experiences, and don't go around sharing all of these with your friends because they're going to reject what you're saying, and you're going to put certain labels. You know, sometimes you need to take Joseph's example. You know, he told about the experiences he'd been having with his brothers. It didn't turn out well with his brothers. So don't tell everybody what God is doing, but there'll be a right time. Some of those encounters, of course, are going to be quite contrary to what you've been taught, doctrines that you have held near and dear to your life for those many years. But God is about to shake up your world, move you into a new dimension of your life. Christine, I bless you right there in Juneau, Alaska. And Betty L., longtime friend of Gene and I's. Betty, you're a wonderful person from Tucson, Arizona. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is not a promise breaker. He is a promise keeper. And it's time to turn up the heat on God. Yeah, make it hard on God and easy on yourself. Give yourself some space from time to time. Break away from your norm and put your feet in the sand. Shower yourself with gifts and refreshing times. Throw a party for yourself with only you invited. If it's necessary, it's necessary. And this is necessary that you have personal getaways. Put your feet in the sand. Look at the waters. Refresh yourself. Pamper yourself. And it's going to be good for your heart and good for yourself and good for your future. I bless you, Betty. We love you. Tucson, Arizona. And Ann, we've known Ann G. from Seeley, Texas for a long, long time. I bless you, Ann. What a blessing you are. You're a very gifted young lady. Hear the Holy Spirit saying to everything, there is a season, and a season is coming to a close in your life. One of your seasons coming to a close. Hear the Holy Spirit say not to extend your season into extra innings. Don't disrupt the closure that God is bringing about on one of the seasons of your life. Take on that new assignment without any fear of what others might think, because you've been thinking about it for a long, long time. Give yourself an opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream. Quit waiting for confirmation. You know, sometimes we can just wait for so much confirmation that we talk ourselves out of it. But God is going to give you an opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream. I see you living in two homes. I actually see you with two homes in two different geographical locations and with two assignments. It's time for you to embrace the double, the double, the double, the double. And you know, the Bible talks about in the book of Isaiah about the double anointing, the double blessing. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Ann, there's a double anointing, a double blessing, and a double assignment coming to your life. Both of these assignments are going to merge together, work together, and there will be no competition between these two assignments. Ann G. from Seeley, Texas, I bless you and all you put your hands to do. And Marina V. from Westchester, New York, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, come closer, Marina. Embrace me. I'm removing all fears from your life concerning letting others get close to you, letting others embrace you. It's no longer time to hold people at an arm's length, afraid of the second time of hurts, the second round of disappointments. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Verena, that he's removing barriers of hurt and disappointments in your life, letting others into that no inner zone that you have posted for quite a while. It's a new day of embracing, Marina. Hugs and kisses, beautiful days and gorgeous nights in your life. I bless you there in Westchester, New York. Jeremiah H. from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. Hear the Holy Ghost saying he's drawn your lines in pleasant places. These are days to enjoy the fruits of your labors. And Annabelle B. from Monroe, Louisiana. For sure he's going to do those things he's placed in your heart. For sure. The key words, the buzzwords are for sure. A strong confirmation will be times, he's going to give you some confirmation. There'll be times you feel the Holy Spirit is tickling you, just as others did when you were a child. And they would tickle you in certain places and you would laugh. That tickling, of course, in your life would be followed by times of laughter. Others asking you what you're laughing about. They won't understand. You'll just burst out into laughter and people say to you, Annabelle, what are you laughing about? You will understand this is a way of confirming those things that you have been calling for in your times of prayer and being alone with God. Shannon L. from Oklahoma City, I just declare that these days of stressors, God is identifying your stressors, breaking off stressors, and knowing that you cannot fix people. There are people that you would love to fix, but you cannot fix them. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, turn it over to me. Trust me with all of your heart, Shannon. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. I have a word from Maria F. from Georgia. It may appear on the surface that you have been forgotten, and the good deeds that you have done for others have been forgotten. But know this, says the Lord, I've not forgotten. Your good deeds and generous acts toward others is front and center. I'm going to repay you with blessings that you know not of. So be strong and of a good courage, because the one who truly sees is the one who brings true and good rewards. Wendolly H. from Friendswood, Texas. It's time to expand. It's time. The time has arrived. Wendolly, the anointing is on your life. Expansion is your key word, your buzzword. The Holy Spirit says that you're going to lead a national revival. I'm going to say that again, Wendolly. You are going, I heard the Holy Ghost saying, you are going to lead a national revival. there is a new wave of revival coming to America. It's going to be led by Spanish-speaking people. And when, Dolly, the anointing of God is upon you to lead that revival. There come a day that that we will be broadcasting your services live on bpnradio.com. You got to know that God is at work, and he is at work in your life. Speaking of broadcasting live on bpnradio.com, you may or may not know that there is a revival that is going on in the little town of Chucky, Tennessee. And it's being led by an evangelist by the name of D.R. Harrison, who's only been saved for 2 years. And that revival now is in its 22nd week. It's under a tent, and it's called the Greenville Awakening. And two times this past week, the Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson, and the Christian Broadcasting Network has been headlining what is happening there. And on BPN and on my personal Facebook, on my Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, you can go after the broadcast. You can click on. There is an interview with D.R. Harrison, and he is talking about BPN Radio. And these services are being broadcast live every night this week at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And it just goes to show you that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And I'm here to tell you that dreams really do come true. Dreams, I'm saying it again, dreams really do come true. You know, my son Rick Gentry has written a song called "Dreams Really Do Come True," and there is a young lady, the name of she's 16 year old Meredith Chavez, 16 years old, and she sings a song. I'll play a little bit of it, and then we have a word for Sabata Pereira's. And Sabata, I'm going to contact our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and she's gonna give you a word that she's received. It's a word for you, and it's a word for other people. And here is Meredith. She's gonna sing a little bit about your dreams. And I believe that God is telling those of you that are listening today that dreams really do come true. Here's Meredith. All you have to do is believe. Dreams really do come true. All right. Thank you very much. That's a song for anybody that God has put dreams in your heart. And sometimes he speaks to us through prophetic words, but sometimes he just speaks to us through things that he has placed in our heart. It's a dream that God's placed in us. And I just want to encourage you that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com on the Prophetic Tuesday program. Here on BPN Radio, this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today on this Tuesday. I have Cheryl Ortiz on the phone, and she shared a word, she shared a testimony and a word on at Breakout Radio Church this past Sunday, and I believe it's a word for some of you, especially for you, Sabata, from Houston, Texas. And Cheryl is our national prayer coordinator, a gift of intercession, also prophetic. And she's going to share a word that I believe is going to break loose in some of your hearts, and particularly you, Sabata. Cheryl, it's good to have you on. Why don't you share what the Holy Ghost has spoken to you? I believe it's a specific word for Sabata, but it's also a word for other people that are listening here on Prophetic Tuesday. Good to have you on.
Thank you. You know, when we go through difficult times and we're fighting battles against the enemy, God will speak to us and give us instruction and strategies on how to come against the enemy. And, you know, my husband and I went through we're still going partially through a battle and transition this year. But we were at a point where, you know, God called me into this prayer ministry 4 years ago, and I walked away from a full-time job with a secure income, trusting the Lord to meet our needs. And he was faithful and did that. We, you know, we weren't in a place where we were just thriving and living great, but we were seeing our needs met and things were okay. But earlier this year, we began to see that things were just not coming together. And we were doing everything we knew to do. We were walking in full obedience to the Lord. We're tithers. We obey the word of God. We give above our tithes. We were faithful in serving in the area that the Lord had placed us in, but we found ourselves, as a family member had spoken over us, that we were stuck. We were in a place that we could not get out of. We were in a place where we could not get a breakthrough. We could not find the door to get out. And we were doing everything we needed to do. I was spending hours in prayer. I was calling upon the Lord. I was standing upon the word faithfully, and nothing was changing. And then through a process this year of God speaking to us and showing us that transition was coming, we were continually giving to the Lord and trusting in him. And my husband was without a job in June. We began... He was applying and applying and applying, talking to friends, networking, doing everything he could to land a job, and still we were stuck. Nothing was breaking loose for us. And so when he thought he had a lead on a job, he'd received a phone call on August 28th on Tuesday to come in for an interview with a company that he really wanted to work for, only to find out the next day that they had given the job to someone else and that they didn't need him to come in for the interview. And so once again, it's like we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we just can't get there. We're stuck. And so God began to speak to me as I was just sitting and watching television on Wednesday night, reminding me, the Holy Spirit reminding me, that the violent take it by force. We have to know the difference between waiting on God and his timing, but also when it's a delay from the enemy. And so I felt in my spirit that the Lord was telling me, when you get up in the morning, it's time to fight. It's time to fight because the enemy is holding you back. And so I got up that morning and I spent 2.5 hours in the bedroom just calling out to the Lord and speaking prophetic words that have been spoken over my husband and I that we've not seen happen yet, and declaring these things to happen and crying out to God and praying the word of God. And I felt in my spirit, I know this is the Lord as sure as I know my name, but I distinctly heard the words, "You need to break the spirit of delay." And you know, we know the story of Daniel and how he prayed and fasted and prayed. And finally, after 21 days, the angel came to him and told him, you know, your prayer was answered the day you prayed, but I've been held up by the prince of Persia. So we know the enemy puts roadblocks and hindrances and delays in our pathway, but I'd never heard it actually being addressed as the spirit of delay. I'd never heard that, so I knew that this had to be the Lord. And I began fighting and rebuking that spirit of delay and calling for that thing to be removed off of our lives, to be removed over our house, to be removed out of our situation. And when you call for something to be removed, that space or that area over your lives is now empty. When that spirit is removed, you must have it replaced with something from the Lord. And so I started calling for acceleration. I started calling for suddenlies in our lives, for the spirit of delay to be broken, and for acceleration and for suddenlies to start taking place. And that very afternoon, Greg received another phone call from another company setting him up for an interview. And 2 days later, while he's in that interview, he receives a phone call from the first company asking for another interview. And so, you know, we received a check in the mail the next day unexpectedly. Greg found cash lying on the ground. We were blessed financially from our small group at church. And so God, I began seeing these things starting to happen, and I was praying that things would start taking place like a snowball effect and start just mounting up and increasing, and that we'd break out on the right and on the left. And I'm beginning to see motion. I'm beginning to see activity. I am finally beginning to see things starting to break. And so it's a spirit of delay when the enemy wants to confine us to a small place and keep us there longer than the Lord wants us to be there. Because if we're still in a place where God's calling us out of, we're missing what's going on in the area where he wants us to be. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. And it's all about God's timing, but the enemy is going to do everything he can to prevent us from getting to where God wants us, because he knows that there are great things there, either for us or great things happening through us. So we must break that spirit of delay for people who are stuck. When you know you're doing what God's called you to do, you know you're walking in obedience, you know you're standing upon the word, and you hear testimonies all around you of people doing exactly what you're doing, and they're getting this breakthrough and they're getting that blessing, and it's not happening for you, then I sense that there's a spirit of delay over you, and the enemy has placed that there to keep you stuck, and that thing needs to be broken in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I believe that's a word. I believe that's a word, Cheryl. For a lot of people listening to Prophetic Tuesday, they're stuck. And the spirit of delay needs to be broken. I've been in ministry 51 years. I've never heard that before. But I believe that a lot of people there are stuck. And the spirit of delay, even some ladies that are listening today that are believing for a godly husband, or guys looking believing for a godly wife, or I believe that the spirit of delay needs to be broken. I just want you to pray for these people that are listening today, and they're stuck. They're stuck in a place, and they realize that delay after delay after delay has happened, and it may be that it's not God's time, but it could be that simply that God has prepared for them, but the devil has stonewalled them for too long, as I believe you and your husband, Greg. And I believe this is a word for Sabata Pereira, and I called his last name because it's okay. He's a friend of mine. Sabata, I want you to pray and prophesy over Sabata and anyone that is listening today that may be stuck. I just believe that somehow this is going to be a word for a lot of people that are listening Prophetic Tuesday today. So go for it, Cheryl.
All right. Father, we thank you. We thank you for revelation. And I thank you, God, that you show us and you teach us how to combat the enemy, how to fight against him. You've given us weapons of worship and the word and intercession and the Holy Spirit. We have the weapons readily available to us. But there are strategies and there are plans and there are enemies that we are fighting that we may not even know are out there. We may not recognize. We may not know their name. Mm-hmm. But you reveal them to us.
Yeah.
And so, Father, I step into this anointing of fighting and breaking off this spirit of delay in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There are blessings and there are assignments and there are ministries that you are calling us out to, and the enemy is doing everything he can by releasing and leashing out this spirit of delay to hinder us, to block us, to keep us stuck. And I come against that thing in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb and declare that you are rendered powerless. You have no authority over our lives. You have no power over our homes.
That's right.
Spirit of delay, remove yourself. Be removed by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
We call for warring angels to step in and fight on our behalf.
Yes.
And for all of those who are listening, for Sabata and everyone else who finds themselves stuck, they have been obedient to you, God. They have stood upon your word. They have walked in true obedience and done what you've called them to do. They believe, their faith is high, but yet nothing is breaking, nothing is moving, nothing is shifting, because that spirit of delay has them bound up and confined in a small place, hindering them from moving out. And I call that spirit of delay to be broken, to be removed in the name of Jesus. And we call for things to start shifting now.
Yes.
Shifting swiftly.
Yes.
Shifting suddenly, for
yes.
doors to begin flying off the hinges wide open in the name of Jesus. We call for acceleration
yeah.
now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That, Lord, your will, plan, and purpose shall be accomplished, that the enemy is defeated and rendered powerless. No more delay in the name of Jesus.
Right.
That we find ourselves unstuck and we begin to fly. We begin to run swiftly to the assignment you've set before us. We begin to run swiftly to the geographical location, to the place that you have for us, Lord, to that next assignment. You have work for us to do. We must be about the Father's
yeah.
business,
yeah.
and we will not be hindered with delay. We will not be stuck by delay. In the name of Jesus, that thing is broken and
yes.
destroyed. We call it done and give you the glory for it, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I call for those who are stuck to begin to step out.
Yeah.
That things start happening even today. That thing is broken. Even today, the light starts shining through.
Yes.
They start understanding
yes.
things. They start receiving the wisdom and the revelation they need to know on which step to take next,
yes.
what door to walk through, what door to knock on, who to talk to, where
yeah.
to go, what to do, what to write, what to
yes.
sing. In the name of Jesus, no more delay. We are not stuck, but God's people are going forward. We're going to step out in faith and
yes,
do what you have called us to do.
Yes,
we're going to write those books. We're going to write those songs. We're going to preach those sermons. In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
we call it done. No more delay. The enemy is not going to hinder us with delay any longer. That
nope.
thing is broken by the blood of the Lamb, and we will see acceleration
Hallelujah.
And suddenly and things happening swiftly in our lives.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory for it, Father, because you are breaking the spirit of delay. It's been exposed now. It's been exposed, and we combat against it. We
yes.
fight against it,
yes,
and we will
do.
Not surrender to the spirit of delay any
That's
longer.
Right.
It's been
That's
revealed,
right.
and
right.
it's been exposed.
In Jesus'
And we
name.
Will not surrender to that thing any longer. God's people are stepping out, and he
yes.
is opening the door
yes.
in Jesus' name. We praise
yes.
you for it, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We
thank
give you
Lord.
Glory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Cheryl, thank you so much. Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator. And, wow. Well, you're listening to BBNRadio.com. We break the spirit of delay. I believe that's a word for a lot of people today. And we just declare that God is at work in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Good to have you listening here today. And wow, I want praying for those of you that have a dream in your heart. What a word from God can change your life forever. Yes, glad to have you listening on bpnradio.com here on your 24-hour internet prayer station, and we're sharing prophetic words. Don't forget, tomorrow, I'm going to have a longtime friend as my special guest. His name is R.T. Kendall, one of the greatest writers in America, former pastor of world-renowned Westminster Chapel in London, England. And for 25 years, he was there. He's helping Franklin Graham lead a revival crusade September 21st through 23rd, Blackwater, England. And R.T. Kendall is going to be my special guest tomorrow. So you want to tune in. Don't forget, Allison Keeber is on Thursday with Prophetic Thursday. Also, that will not only be on bpnradio.com, but on Facebook Live. Rhonda Kinzer, she's on Friday. Well, we have a great lineup here on bpnradio.com. Okay, I got some more prophetic words that I'm going to share with you here. Here on this Thursday, excuse me. And while I'm taking a little sip of water here and pulling up some more names to prophesy over, I want to give you an opportunity to give. We need partners at Breakout Prayer Network. Every ministry operates by with partners. If you'd like to partner with us, go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. You'll see Gene and I's picture there. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. There's a place to click if you want to make be a monthly partner. And we're inviting all of our monthly partners to come and join us next February in Austin, Texas. And so this will be for partners only. We'd like to have you partnering with us, being a monthly partner. We'd be very, very thankful and grateful. Your gifts are tax deductible. And we believe you're sowing good seed into good soil. Gene and I have been married for 57 years. We've been in ministry full-time for 51 years. And we still live by the gospel, by the monthly partners. And so all you have to do, if you want to write a check, you can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So, wow, I've been using my voice on radio. You know, I got a prophecy years ago that there would come a day that we would not go to the people, but the people would come to us. And that's exactly what's happening. People from across America and other nations of the world are coming to us. Wow. So dreams really do come true. And so prophetic words could be now words, future words, or confirming words or new words. I have a word for Sarah N. from Medford, Oregon. Sarah, good to have all of our listeners out on the West Coast there. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, step into that anointing. God has anointed you. You know, I'm going to give you a life chapter, and that's Luke chapter 4. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel. God has anointed you to minister the gospel, to set at liberty those that are bruised or captive, to bring freedom to people's lives. Sarah, there's a special anointing on your life. I trust you'll go for it and not wait for an invitation. Just take a step out. And that's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Melissa, from Skagit County, Washington. Out on the West Coast there, step over. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, step over, be brave, step into that new and unfamiliar place. You know, sometimes we like to get in our comfort zone, but I've said it many, many times, get out of your comfort zone and step into your discovery zone. Be brave, be bold, and be willing to step into an unfamiliar place. You know, for over 30 years, Gene and I traveled almost every week to a different place, building places mostly that we'd built relationships with over the years. So it was a very familiar territory. I called it my comfort zone. And then one day the Holy Spirit told us to step into a new territory where we weren't traveling every week, but we were calling people to join us on internet radio. There is only one bpnradio.com, and people are saying, well, you know, I've tried to find you. All you do is go to bpnradio.com, and all you do is click on the play button anytime, day or night. 24/7, we're on the air, sometimes live, sometimes pre-recorded, sometimes replay. But we're broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. So I stepped into a new dimension, over 60%, kind of like Cheryl Ortiz. We had to take a step of faith because over 60% of our income, monthly income, was coming from local congregations where we ministered. So we had to step over to a new dimension. So we stepped aside from our weekly travels and opened up the microphone here in our studios in Austin, Texas, and began to use the gift that God has given me over the years for radio. In fact, this is what I was before I started into ministry. I was a radio announcer, disc jockey, sportscaster. And so, but this territory of internet radio and trusting God that people are just going to listen was a new dimension. But without faith, remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we had to take a step of faith. And faith is a verb. It's action. Action. So we turned the microphone on, I believe, November the 19th, 2014. And here we are almost on the air, almost 4 years we've been doing this. And it's so that we could speak to you and people. When I had the opportunity to join me, not just when I go to a city, but people from cities and nations all can join me at one time. Hallelujah. So Melissa S. from Skagit County, Washington. Oh, you're going to go into unfamiliar place. That's a word. Remember, when someone gets a word, I may not be calling your name. I may be calling somebody else's name, but that could be a word for you. You just say, whoa, we didn't call my name, but I know that is a word for me, and I am going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that word because I know that word is for me. So, there you have it. Hey, Casey, not sure where you're at. I failed to put down your location, but you know who you are, Casey. God is correcting misunderstandings, offenses that have caused you not to be able to receive promotions that he has prepared for you. So remember to be careful about offenses, not just being offended yourself. I must confess that I've lost some relationships over my lifetime because I got offended. And, you know, I look back and now and say, why did I allow that to happen? I've lost relationships with people concerning. Let me just give you a couple examples. Maybe it can help you. You know, there was a couple that we were in a relationship with, and she was pregnant with her first child. And they said, when our baby comes, we're going to call you. And I said, oh, yeah, call me now. Don't forget. They said, we won't forget. But they did. I guess they had a lot of other people to call. You know what? I got offended, and I would not contact them. I broke my relationship, communication with them, because I said, if I'm not more important than that, then I'm just gonna quit contacting them. I regret that. I regret that because I got offended. I remember I used to call some people on Christmas, and one of my friends, I would call him each Christmas. And one Christmas, when I called him, he was having time with his family. He said, Dale, I can't talk to you. It's Christmas Day, and I'm having Christmas with my family. You know what? Instead of saying, well, I understand, I got offended, and I did not talk to that man for years. I did not communicate with him for years, and I allowed that offense to take root in my life and rob me of some precious times that I could have had with some precious friends. So that's a word for you, Casey. It may be a word for some other people. You don't allow offenses. Don't allow offenses to destroy what God is has put together. Don't allow offenses to destroy that. And so I know that's a word for some people that really need to hear that word. Well, we're going to take a station break, and then we're going to come back with more Prophetic Tuesday. Got about maybe 20, 25 minutes to go.
I'm BPNRadio.com News Director Delvin Kintzer. Pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world.
Здравствуйте, это Алена Кучурка, и вы слушаете радио BPN. Спасибо, что присоединились к нам.
You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
All right, thank you very much. That was my daughter, Darla. I want to say happy birthday. She just celebrated her 50th. Birthday. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, coming to you live from our studios in the nation, the capital city of the great capital city of the great nation of Texas. I say that tongue in cheek. And we're here on Prophetic Tuesday. One word from God can change your life forever. We took, Gene and I took a few weeks off in the summertime just to spend time together. But here I am back live each Tuesday here on the radio, and in times past I've done some Facebook Live, but I'm here on the radio. We are a radio station. I'm not sure about doing Facebook Live programming, but I am here on the radio each Tuesday. Hey, I have a word for Ann. Ann M. from Georgia. I have a word for you, Ann. I have Acts 15 is a live chapter for you. And as I was praying and calling your name today, the Holy Spirit reminded me of Acts chapter number 15. Give me just one moment. I read some of this last week, but I believe it's a chapter for you, maybe for some other people. But the Bible says in Acts chapter 15, it's a word for you in Georgia, Ann in Georgia. Let me get this. Here's what it said. Then it pleased the apostles and elders. This is Acts chapter 15, 20, verse 22. It pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and with Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. So they sent Paul and Barnabas, Judas and Silas, to Antioch, Syria, and Sicily, there in Italy. So they sent them there, and it says in verse 24, this is so good now, since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls. They're speaking a word of encouragement and commandments. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send these men to you, our beloved Barnabas and Paul, and then, of course, Judas and Silas. So they said, the apostles and elders said, it seemed good to us to send these men. Then it said in verse 28, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. Then it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. And then finally, the brethren left, Judas and Silas themselves being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many prophetic words. But after they had stayed there for a long time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. However, this is good now, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. So it seemed good to us to send them. Then it seemed good to us and the Holy Ghost to do what we're doing. And then when they were going back, Silas says, it seems good to me to stay here. So I'm saying over you, Ann, and others that may be listening today, sometimes it seems good to us. That means in the company of other people, concerning certain things in your life. And then sometimes it seems good to you and the Holy Ghost. In other words, they're speaking and you're bearing witness to what they are saying. Then there are other times it just seems good to you. Sometimes the Holy Ghost speaks through other people. It seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us. But sometimes the Holy Ghost just says, you know, you can make this decision, and it must seem good to you. Sometimes I just say, you know, I've not heard a word on this, but it just seems good to me. Now, sometimes you can make wrong choices like that, so you have to be very, very careful, and you can't take that word carte blanche. But there's sometimes you just know in your knower. You don't have to keep waiting around for a lot of confirmation, for a lot of approval, or for some type of pie in the sky word. You know, you just say, well, this seems good to me. And so sometimes he will say, your call on this. Do what seems good to you, and there's a difference between a promise and a covenant. Do what seems good to you in the Holy Ghost, and do what seems good to you. And so that could be a word. Some of you people are just stuck. You are stuck, and you know, it just seems like that nothing is happening. I believe that God is wanting to break that spirit that is bound you. But sometimes it's just time for you just to move forward, to move on, and with whatever seems good to you. So you have some options there. What it seemed good to us, it seemed good to us in the Holy Ghost, and it seems good to you. So I bless you, Ann, as you move forward in your life. No more stuck. Hey, Letitia, blessings over you, Letitia. Wonderful woman of God, longtime friend from Terrell, Texas. I just hear the Holy Ghost say you are a Holy Ghost superstar, one who operates out of the boundaries of other people's thinking, one who is not willing to march to the drumbeat of others. You are one that will break down barriers that our society has built concerning certain people groups. You must be willing to swim against the tide. Oh, boy. Oh, my. Persecution is going to be followed by amazing opportunities and results. No compromise over you, Letitia. I bless you in Jesus' name. Casey, they're from Terrell also. I'm not sure if y'all know each other or not, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, bring the message of salvation to many, equipping and teaching, mentoring, training those in the ways of the Lord that have not known the Lord heretofore. Your message and your enthusiasm, Casey, is going to attract many to follow him, particularly the millennial generation. You're definitely one who's coming out of obscurity to pioneer a new dimension of life living, the Zoe kind of life for many people. And many's going to respond to that. And unbelievers are going to become believers. And they're going to be kind of like D.R. Harrison leading that 22-week revival in Chucky, Tennessee, called the Greenville Awakening. I mean, 2 years ago, he was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. His wife was a stripper in a nightclub. And they both got incredibly saved and just started preaching, declaring. And, you know, there are people asking questions. How could a man lead that type of nationally known revival? I mean, people are coming from as far away as India to Chucky, Tennessee, and hearing this man who loves Jesus preach the gospel and call people to salvation. And that's what I've been prophesying for some times. Unknown people, no names, are coming out of obscurity. And you're one of those, Casey, people not knowing your name before, but you're going to definitely impact the millennial generation. I bless you. Misty and Jason W. from West Monroe, Louisiana. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, feed the poor, preach the gospel. I see y'all with truckloads of food going into certain areas, not just giving them food, but preparing sit-down meals fit for a king. Now, listen to this. This is kind of a remarkable word. Some people call it a strange word. I've heard people, a fellow told me before, he said, you know, you say, there's four different categories: now words, future words, confirming words, new words. But there's a fifth category, and that's called strange words. Now, this may be in the strange category, but Misty and Jason, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you guys are going to prepare set-down meals fit for a king for poor people, for the homeless people. You're not just going to hand out food, baskets of food or sacks of food, but you are going to prepare meals fit for a king for these people. Then what you're going to do, you're going to line them up and pray and prophesy over every one of them. Yeah, that's what you're going to do. I bless you, Misty and Jason W. from West Monroe, Louisiana. Aki from A-K-I from California. Hear the Holy Spirit saying your music's going to be heard around the world. Your songs are going to go to the north, south, east, and west. You're an incredible songwriter. You're an incredible singer. And I just bless you. Hey, Sabrina O. from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Dreams really do come true. They do. Really come true. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Hey, Jessica S. from Yukon, Oklahoma. I've had you on my prayer and on my daily prayer list for 2 or 3 years, praying for you to have a baby. Jessica from Yukon, Jessica S., have you had your baby? Has that word come true? I know that you were praying for a baby, and if you've had that baby, I'll take you off of that prayer list, but I'm still praying for you. Let me know. I'm giving a shout out there to Sarah from, Jessica from Yukon, Oklahoma. Michelle R. from Akron, Ohio. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you, filling dry places. There's what we would call in Oklahoma, where I grew up, a gully washer. Gully washer is coming your way. The Spirit of revival. You're about, Michelle R. from Akron, Ohio, you're about to have a personal revival. That's actually what happened to me in 1966. I had a personal revival that just shook every core of my being. Hallelujah. I bless you. Hey, Brandy P. from Homestead, Florida. I minister lots of times in Homestead. In fact, I ministered to a lot of places. So thankful that I got to go to those places. Now Homestead is coming to me. Brandy P. from Homestead, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's going to open doors for you in the Caribbean. You're going to open doors in the Caribbean, Jamaica. And He's going to extend out into Haiti. There are other places in the Caribbean that you are going to minister, Brandy P. And I just speak a word of release. Open doors over you. You got to get ready. I hope you got your Paris passport ready. You people that are called to the world, called abroad, you got to get your passport ready. And so I just speak that word of release over you now. In the name of Jesus. I have a word. Speaking of Oklahoma, I have a word for my niece that's listening today, Jennifer Denham from Owosse, Oklahoma. I love you, Jennifer. You and Jimmy are blessings, and I'm glad I'm going to get to see you in December. But I see the Holy Spirit like a flood moving over your life, saturating you, giving you revelation. Just like the other young lady I prophesied, God is giving you a personal revival as a result of tremendous hunger in your heart. Everything seems to be changing. There is a new Jennifer emerging. No more intimidation, but a bold Jennifer that's going to surprise even those closest to you. God is doing a recent remake or a remake in your life. There's a makeover taking place in your life. The Spirit of the Lord coming mightily upon you. And those closest to you, even your family, are going to be surprised at who you are, the new Jennifer. They're going to say, this is not the Jennifer that we used to know. There's a new Jennifer emerging, and I'm going to have you on bpnradio.com one day. Jennifer, I bless you. Release the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is coming upon you and your life. And you and Jimmy, you're going to do great exploits for God. It's amazing what's about to happen in your life. And speaking of Oklahoma, from Rush Springs, Oklahoma, where Gene and I pastored for 8.5 years, six and a half years, 1970 to about 1977, over you, Cindy D. from Rush Springs, Oklahoma, the watermelon capital of the world. God is enlarging your border, Cindy, breaking you out into new dimensions of faith, taking hold of things that you thought in the past were impossible days in your life. A leading voice, you're going to become a leading voice of hope in your community. You're going to have a voice in government there in Rush Springs, in your county, moving others out of their comfort zone as well as yourself. And I want to remind you, Cindy, that you may or may not know that the former lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years came from Rush Springs, Oklahoma. He was a personal friend of mine, and he was a peanut farmer who never went to college one day in his life. He had a high school diploma, and his name was Spencer Bernard, the man with two first names. I prayed for him, and because I love getting involved in government, and I had him on my radio show in Oklahoma City, And he said, Dale, already 16 candidates are running for lieutenant governor. I said, it's okay, Spencer. I encouraged him. He became lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years. One day called Gene and I up and said, Dale, you and Gene are going to go out with the governor of the state of Oklahoma and have lunch with the governor. He said, the governor is gone out of the country today. I'm the governor this week, and I'm taking you all out for lunch. So we went out with the governor of the state of Oklahoma from Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That's what Buddy Holly and the Crickets would sing. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Huh, do you know, Cindy, and everybody listening to my voice, that all things are possible and nothing is impossible? Do you know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible? A peanut farmer from a state, from the little town of 1,200 people, became lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. And Cindy, you're going to be involved you're going to be a leading voice of hope in your community, and you're going to be involved in politics. You may be the mayor of Rush Springs. Who knows? You got to get involved. Take that leap of faith. Wow. Okay, I'm going to readjust my. I'm readjusting my microphone. And so, I've got a few more minutes. Father, I just pray right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for people that are listening today that one word from God can change their life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Oh, wow. God is at work in your life. I'm so delighted to have you listening here on bpnradio.com. You know what we have? If we don't get started, what's going to happen is we're going to run out of time. And I've got a few more names. If I don't get to pray for you this week, what I'll do is carry your name over into next Tuesday. And, even Allison Kieber, she may pray for you on Thursday. And we just kind of work together here. Wow. I'm excited about what God is doing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, what am I doing here? I'm pulling up some more names. I'm so excited. This is what I really love to do. I love to dedicate babies. I love to read prophecies, and I love to give prophetic words. I'm reading some prophecies. Patricia from Loxahatchee, Florida. Give a shout out to all of our friends out there in South Florida. Patricia, the blessings of the Lord. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say over you. The blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying that stormy season is over. It's like a hurricane that has passed, and it's like the storm that has passed, the dawning of a new day. And Patricia, I bless you right now. The storm clouds are passing, the dawning of a new day. It's time to breathe again. It's time to dream again. And it's time to go out and enjoy the sunshine. And Michelle B. from Clifford, Michigan, wherever that may be, hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's taken you from the realm of the expectation to a new dimension of anticipation. Those things which seem so far away not long ago are so near. Those things that have been near and dear to your heart are coming to pass. Those things are coming to pass. You may say, I don't think I'm capable of this. You may say, well, I don't think I'm qualified to do these things. But I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying that you're pre-qualified. It's like a person that's buying a home, and you don't have to fill out all the paperwork because you've already been pre-qualified. And that's what I'm saying over to you. You have been pre-qualified. Hallelujah. 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 So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Heather Lynn, Heather Lynn from Springtown. What are you waiting for, girl? I'm speaking in Texas, Oklahoma talk. What are you waiting for? Get with it. Go for it. Go for it. And what are you waiting for? In Jesus' name, I bless you and ask the Holy Ghost to bless you in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kerobo ute, labro ute, laro ute sikete, lama orobo uto, lebri shikatai. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is just, I'm just praying for those of you that I may not have prayed before. And Kathy, I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Kathy M. from Amarillo, Texas, take the lead. Huh? Take the lead. Somebody has got to take the lead, and you're the one. Take the lead in Jesus' name. Go for it in the name of the Lord. Jana W. from Votaw, Texas. You're the prayer warrior, the evangelist, the deliverer, bringing people out of the pit, rescuing the perishing, and reaching out to people that others ignore. And Nana from Rego Park, New York, I'll say it again. Interpret those dreams. People are going to come to you. God's going to promote you, enlarge you, because you're the interpreter of dreams. You've been having dreams, but you're going to interpret many, many dreams. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Kara D. from Hesmer, Louisiana. Your sweet and gentle spirit is going to be a breath of fresh air to many around you. You will do great business in quiet places. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I bless everyone today that has been listening to bpnradio.com. I want to remind you that this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And also want to remind you that all of these prophetic sessions are now being posted or have been posted on our podcast. That means you can go anytime and listen to them, any of these since last February of 2017. Thanks to Michael Schonborn and Aliona Perchuka, who've posted all of these. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, click on podcast. And when you get to podcast, there will be different categories. And one of the different categories is prophetic words, and the prophetic sessions. You click on that, and all of these will be there for you to listen to. All right, stay. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, stay inside of your anointing. Don't stray outside of your anointing. The news will be next after I get finished here with our award-winning news director, Delvin Kinzer, 955, Roy Beard is a word from the wall. And Roy Beard also has discerning of the times, declaring what he sees coming. That'll be 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, special service tonight will be broadcast live from Chucky, Tennessee, 6 p.m. That's Central Time. We're going to be broadcasting that revival service live and all this week. Thanks to our station manager, Ruth Gentry, who is promoting all of these new things happening on bpnradio.com. I want to remind you that tomorrow, one of the leading authors and preachers of our time, R.T. Kendall, who's going to be working with Franklin Graham in a crusade next week in Blackwater, England. He's going to be on with me, a longtime friend, pastor of the great church in London, England, near the castle there, Westminster Chapel. He's going to be on with me, the author of the book called The Anointing. That's tomorrow, live, 10 a.m. Central Time on bpnradio.com. Allison Kieber's on at 10 a.m. Thursday with Prophetic Thursday. Rhonda Kinzer is on the intercession Friday. Remember that Rhonda is now doing biblical counseling. If you're going through a storm and you need some prayer, you need some help, Rhonda is not only a prayer warrior, but she also has a master's degree in counseling psychology. And you can have a phone appointment, a Skype appointment with her by calling her number. And the number to call is If you want to make an appointment with Rhonda, 620-482-6180. 620-482-6180. Remember, you must be a woman and you must be 18 years or older. The first one is free. The first counseling session is free. And then, of course, the others, weekly counseling sessions, are on a donation basis only. Rhonda Kinzer, highly recommend her. Oh, thank you for listening. It's been a wonderful day. I bless you, and I declare the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. I thank you for Aliona Pachuca, Lord, that works with me every week, all the way from Moldova. And I think we thank for all of our team members that makes everything go. It's been a wonderful day. I bless you right now. And keep listening now on bpnradio.com. And as we remember, 9/11.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
The Word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience in the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit. Blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose. So into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber, Spirit, speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long for. But bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber, gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Ship kind of unending is all I long for.
place. He is good.
He is good. Good to us.
His love endures forever.
And His love endures forever.
He is good. Bless Him tonight, church. Speak out a blessing.
Bless the Lord.